Yes, ready with your family. I'm here at the Mr. South Africa finals, and with me is Sean First Prince and People's Choice. Tell me, how did all of this start before you got two sashes on you? Where did this journey start for you?
Well, the whole journey began in August. So that was the opening and the announcement of the, you can say, semi-finalists. So we started off with 50 guys and narrowed it down each month, different challenges, different tasks, voting.
What sort of challenges?
From any challenges that we had to do regarding changing our community, whether it would be reaching out to people to uplift the underprivileged, feeding people that are haven't got food, reaching out to kids, children's homes, to the SPCA. So it was a whole lot of different challenges, different things. It was mostly what we do in our community and the change we bring about in people's lives and not our own. So through the process, there was the elimination rounds, we had business challenges, everything. And the People's Choice was for public voting, which started in August, and officially the voting lines closed this morning.
Oh, okay. So then the week that you were here, what did you get up to while you were here?
Well, we had a lot of rehearsals, and it was purely also networking with the other contestants, getting to know each other and just building on a great bond, a nice family bond. We spent some time with the organizer as well, and we got to see a bit of Cape Town. So every night going somewhere else for supper, so we had beautiful sponsors that helped and assisted us each evening. It was just a lot of challenges. We had our interviews with the judges as well, where they got to get to know us in the week. That's what we dealt with this week. Yeah.
Okay. And the Bay Hotel, it's such a beautiful hotel. And it's
yes,
right here
it is,
on
definitely.
The beach. What is it like here? You spent a lot of time.
You know, it is. Yeah, we were here the entire week, so arrived here on Monday morning. It is the most accommodating ever that I have seen. The staff are absolutely on top notch. They are so friendly, they are so helpful, they are on points, they come to your room for service like 3-4 times a day. Want to open up your bed, turn your bed down, close everything. They absolutely amazing here. The staff, they are, like I say, they are on top of the point. Whenever you need something, the assistance is fantastic and quite prompt.
And the rooms, how did you guys share rooms?
We each were lucky enough to get our own room.
Oh,
so
wow. That is lucky.
It was great.
Hotel.
Definitely,
wow.
Definitely. A lot of times you have to share, but this one, and that we had our own room, so the Bay Hotel was absolutely fantastic to accommodate us that way. So it was good to de-stress and just spend some time in your own area and just relax. But otherwise, it was fantastic.
So the organizers say it's not really a modeling competition. It's more of a being the best person that you can be competition. Is that kind of true?
It is about, really. Like they say, it's not about being a male model, but it's about being a role model to society.
Okay.
And it's got looks like swimwear round counts at 10%, but people don't. What you guys all see on the final night is just two little segments. We had business challenges that we had to do. We had our 30-day Change the World challenge, where every day was something different. It's got more to do about what we can do for our community, how we uplift our community, the change we bring in someone else's life, and not our own. So beauty is only skin deep, but it's our heart that comes out, and the change that we can bring about in your life and not our own. Because in the end, it is not about us, but it's about our people.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations once again, and go and do the best that you can do.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. I'm Hendrik here for Gayser Radio, reporting from Cape Town from the beautiful Bay Hotel, is it?
That's it, yes.
Fantastic.